The 83rd annual Purdue Christmas Show is coming up this weekend. There are three performances Saturday you can catch and performances on Sunday. William Griffel's in the studio. Great to have you.
Thank you. It's great to be here again.
83 years. What a great tradition. What's new this year?
Well, this show this year is more of a throwback to some traditional shows from bygone generations. We've had the last few years some more thematic-driven shows where we've had some dialogue. This year, we're entirely music from start to finish and threaded throughout. The large group performances will be smaller specialty groups and duets and things of that nature, then featuring a whole litany of familiar carols and Christmas songs that you recognize to more contemporary songs for the holidays that are new to our audience. So we're really excited to feature our incredibly talented students at PMO.
It's coming up Saturday. There are three performances there and another performance on Sunday. To have multiple performances even in the same day, is that something you guys have to prepare for?
Yes, it's a grueling day on that Saturday. We have a noon show, a 4 o'clock show, and an 8 p.m. show, so the students know it's a bit of a marathon day for them, but they've been spending the last several weeks preparing for it, so their bodies and minds are all prepared for the long day, and each show is a little bit different kind of audience, so each one propels them forward to the next one, and they're really excited to finish the day.
Well, it's such a cool space, and I've seen on, I think on Facebook maybe, some preview and pictures and whatnot saying you guys are preparing for the show. Are there things involved, not just musically, but to have sets, and is that something different each year?
Yeah, we partner up with the Hall of Music Productions. They design and build our show for us, and they do all the lighting and sound as well. So that's a process that begins in January, if you believe it. Right after we're done with the Christmas show, we take a couple weeks off, but we start planning already for the next year's show throughout the winter months, January, February, March, and then we combine with the Hall of Music to let them know kind of our ideas, and then they build a set around those ideas.
It's quite a stage, and it's quite a hall. I mean, what does the Elliott Hall hold? 6,000?
Yeah, just over 6,000 seats. It's the largest proscenium auditorium in the country, so it rivals Radio City Music Hall as far as its grandness, and we definitely fill that place with eager listeners, and our students do a great job of filling that stage.
So tell us a little bit about Purdue Music Organizations, and there are obviously concerts throughout the year that you guys prepare for. This is something special. I know there's a great tradition, but what groups are going to be performing?
Well, this will feature all of our ensembles. It's the one time a year where you'll see all the groups together on stage at one time. It's our biggest production of the year, but all of our ensembles have a varied number of performances throughout each semester. The most rigorous schedule is handled by the Glee Club. They're the flagship organization, having been founded in 1893, so they've been around quite a long time on campus. And so each of these groups perform throughout the state of Indiana and abroad. The Glee Club will be traveling out to the East Coast this March for spring break. The girls, the Purduettes, will be down in Florida. And then the Glee Club will be traveling to Poland in the Baltic region right after graduation. So they do quite a bit of performing over throughout the course of the year.
Where should folks go to see about tickets?
Well, for Christmas show tickets, you can get them on Ticketmaster. You can call Purdue's box office at 765-494-3933, or you can just stop in at the box office over in Stewart Center. There's plenty of tickets, some great seats still available. We'd love to see you come out if you haven't seen the show.
And this might be something that the whole family might enjoy. It's obviously family-friendly. You don't have to be a Purdue alum to enjoy this show, do you?
No, we always encourage students on campus to make this one of their bucket list things they need to do before they graduate. But yes, we invite our families to come out. It's a very kid-friendly show. In fact, we feature the PMO Kids Choir here on this show each year. In fact, my daughter's in the show for the first time at age 9. She's so excited. So there's quite a bit to offer for all ages. We have the first act, which is more of our contemporary holiday songs. And then in the second half, we have our sacred cantata, which is a plus and a positive for most people that come to our show. They're really excited to see that part of our show.
I imagine there could be some special guests, not just Mitch Daniel, the big guy, but maybe Santa might show up.
Santa makes a big reveal at the end of our first act, and we're so thrilled to have the Purdue All-American Marching Band will be a part of our show this year as well. So you're not gonna miss it.
All right, special guests, all sorts of things going on. It is Saturday at noon, 4 and 8, and again, Sunday afternoon at 2. You never know what a show could sell out, right?
Absolutely. Every year we get closer to selling out each of our shows, and the earlier you get tickets, the better seats you get. So we look forward to having everybody come out.
And I guess I'd end asking about, you can actually see last year's shows that the broadcasts are happening, and this is something that if you want to be a part of this year's excitement because you might see it next year, right?
Absolutely. So the shows are aired on PBS. It's different in every region, but we produce the show and send it out to the PBS affiliates. So, and they usually starting right after Thanksgiving, you'll start seeing them appear throughout the country through the holidays. And there's also an opportunity to purchase a DVD of this year's show after the show. You can get advance orders and we'll send you a DVD copy before the holidays. And then, of course, this year's show will be featured next year on PBS as well.
Oh, that's very exciting. There's more at purdue.edu/PMO. Is that correct?
Absolutely. All of the events and performances that each of our ensembles will be performing throughout the semester will be featured on that website. And you can check out all kinds of great information about our groups. Anyone interested in auditioning will happen in the spring. It's your one-stop shop for anything PMO.
Well, William, we really appreciate you coming by and look forward to much more.
Thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you at the show.